And we turn now to one TV show that's found a big audience in Iraq. It's a call-in program that allows viewers to take their problems directly to the highest government officials. The show, it's called Hotline, offers an unprecedented chance for ordinary Iraqis to challenge their government. NPR's Corey Flintoff visited the Hotline studio in Baghdad.
Tonight's guest is among the most powerful men in the government. It's Jawad al-Bolani, the Minister of the Interior, who controls Iraq's National Police. The minister is televised live from the Interior Department, seated at the head of a long conference table with at least 20 of his top police commanders. The host, al-Musn, is respectful, but he's not impressed. In fact, he interrupts when the minister, who happens to be a contender for prime minister in the next election, begins what sounds like a campaign speech. Al-Musn has his own constituency of listeners, and tonight's show is being picked up by 14 other Iraqi satellite channels. The show already has a caller on the line. Her name is Mohammed, and she's the mother of a young man who applied to join the police force last year. Mohammed says that her son was waiting with some other police recruits when a suicide bomber attacked. Her son was wounded in the arm, she says, and two of his cousins were killed. Now he's recovered, and Mohammed says he still wants to join the police, but police recruiters seem to be ignoring his applications. She says he desperately needs the job to help support a family of 15, including the children of his two dead cousins. The minister says his department will always take care of its own, and he promises that the police will enroll Mohammed's son and do all they can to help his family. The solution comes just in time for the commercial break. Al-Musn himself spends the break going over lists of the callers who are waiting on the line. He's a portly professorial veteran of more than 35 years in Iraqi broadcasting. Not exactly the model of a popular TV star, but for 90 minutes on a Thursday evening, his audience is among the biggest in the country. Most of Hotline's calls and emails are, like Mohammed's, individual problems, many having to do with compensation for men who were killed or injured serving with the police. Those appeals come here, to a crowded office at the TV station, where three young men try to field hundreds of backed-up phone calls. Raid Haddad explains to a caller that even if her message can't be passed along to the minister on tonight's show, all the phone messages and emails will be delivered to him in a couple of days. After the show, a visibly tired al-Musn marks the end of a long week. He says he follows up as many of the appeals as he can and often meets personally with people who want help. He says getting visible results is the key to the success of the show. He says he won't let a caller hang up the phone until he's gotten a satisfactory answer from the official. It's a style that even the officials are finally getting used to. Al-Musn says that some government ministers are hesitant to come on the show, especially those who fear being confronted about poor performance. One thing that Hotline hasn't tackled much yet are the allegations of corruption that swirl around many Iraqi ministries. But audience reaction to the show suggests that it could be whetting the public's appetite for government accountability. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.